throwing muses with us. Now, he was just talking about that. I mean, this sort of Green Day seems to have sort of come out of nowhere. There's this huge punk revival coming out of the States. Offspring are part of it as well.
Green Day's had got, what, like six records?
Pardon,
they have a lot of records.
All right.
Out for a long time.
I thought they were tiny babies.
No, they're older. They're older than us.
I can imagine it.
Older than us?
But is there, I mean, is there a big sort of like, you know, a raucous punk revival in the States? Is that going on?
It's not even a revival. It's just,
it's always been there.
Like a token punk band.
Right. It's always been there. We've always said those bands would be really popular if they actually got a lot of exposure.
Yeah, and so they just got it.
Woodstock, and
that's right. Yeah,
they got a lot of exposure.
But yeah. I'm surprised that it hasn't made a movement because punk is still not big. It's just them.
Right. There's this Offspring thing and all this Epitaph load. Apparently, I haven't seen Green Day. Apparently, the bass player, singer, and the guitarist singer stand at the front of the stage and gob into each other's mouths.
Yeah, heard about that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, now that's disgusting.
Yeah, well, I'm with you, Kristen. And that, let's stick with coffee machines and wind-up toys. Let's not get into all that. So you're not playing any actual shows. You're not doing any gigs this time, are you?
No, it's a fake tour.
It's a fake tour.
Yeah.
Just like record shops and...
Right.
And things like this. Oh, well, it's got to be done, hasn't it, you know?
Yeah.
A contractual obligation tour, you know?
Right. But, yeah. That's our job.
Anyway, so you're going to finish off with the current single, which came out on Monday.
Really?
Yes, it did.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, fine. Right. Okay, then. So, Bright Yellow Gun, if you're ready.